You will hear a conversation between two students working on a presentation. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 21 to 24.
Hey Chris, thanks for coming. Are you ready to practice our presentation for tomorrow?
Yeah, just give me a moment to switch on my laptop. There we go. Okay, what do you think?
Wow, that actually looks really nice. Well done.
So I've put the title up here in the middle, Reasons People Move Out of Their Parents' Homes. I thought we could start with the general graph outlining why people fly the nest at any age, and then we could break it down to age groups and social or ethnic backgrounds before we get into how our findings fit into what sociologists say about leaving your parents' house and what the effects of the timing and the circumstances of your decision can be.
That sounds good to me. So we can start with the bar chart here. Do you think they'll be able to read the tiny letters here?
No, which is why we'll have to read them out to them.
Okay. So we could take turns then. I'd start with bar A, which says that the number one reason that young people leave home is to go to college or university.
Exactly. And then I'd go on to the second bar, which gives the number of people who said they felt smothered by their parents' control over their lives and decided to get their own house to avoid that.
Right. Then in bar C, we've got people who found a job and decided that it was a good opportunity to move away because of their new income.
Yep, and then those who didn't feel exactly smothered by their parents per se, but more so because of the lack of room in their parents' house and the fact that their parents were around pretty much 90% of the time.
Maybe we should move this bar so that it can be next to bar B, since they seem to be quite similar to each other.
Well, actually, that's why I kept them separate. But maybe you're right. They would lead smoothly into one another. So that means that jobs will now be bar D and bar E.
Bar E is about those who moved because of their partner or spouse.
Right. And then at the end, we've got those who are pushed to leave by their parents and those who left because of a conflict at home.
I guess at this point, we should mention that, as expected, we had almost zero people reply that they left home because of emancipation or abuse, despite the fact that our study was conducted anonymously. Probably because the participants didn't feel confident enough to share such private details with us. Or maybe just because there was no one in our pool of participants with such experiences.
Yeah.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 25 to 29.
So then we can break it down to age groups and show these four different graphs for our four age groups. Under 18s, 18 to 20, 21 to 24 and 25 and above.
Shall we take the graphs by age or should we start with the second group? What do you think? Because we haven't got that much data on under 18s. And starting with 25 and above would also feel a bit strange to me, seeing as it was our second smallest group. And most participants were between 18 and 24 when they moved out of their parents' home.
Yeah, you're right. Perhaps we should start with our two biggest groups and then move on to the other two.
So, you can present 18 to 20 and I can present 21 to 24. And then we can maybe present the other two groups together.
I think it's best if we present them separately since the findings are so different.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So, I can present the under 18s, and you can present the 25 and over.
Perfect. Or, wait, should we do it the other way round, so it flows more naturally?
Yeah, sure. And then we can include a brief note at the end for those who haven't moved out yet.
Yeah, great.
You now have 30 seconds to look at question 30.
Excellent. So, then we can move on to the final chart before we get to the bibliography and explain what they said they found difficult when they moved out.
Yeah, so we can say the biggest issue for everyone was finding a place to live, especially for those who didn't have a guarantor or didn't live in a student hall of residence.
Yes, and that 30% of the participants also experienced some financial problems in the beginning, with bills and rent and food and everything.
Right. Then an even larger number reported that they didn't expect to miss their family that much, but ended up visiting their parents' home often just to see them and spend some time with them.
Although, we should probably cut that number down a notch to exclude those who went back home just so their parents could cook and do their laundry for them.
Yeah. Sure. Anyway, then we should finish off with the final issue, which was flatmates.
Oh, yeah. So we should say that a whopping 67% complained about the people they had to live with and that they were often dirty and inconsiderate.
Right. Great. So then we can move on to how our findings fit into